Today on the show, the single biggest mistake made by local businesses. Hi, everybody. I am Albert from This Is Not a Podcast. And today I want to talk about the single biggest mistake I see being made over and over again by local businesses. And the reason I say that is I do some consulting for local businesses, help them get their internet marketing and social media marketing going. In doing so, I have to do a little bit of reconnaissance every time I set up a new client. Not only are the clients I'm working with doing this, but most of their competitors are doing this as well. And what I'm talking about is they're wasting the traffic that is going to their website by not capturing their email address. So, you know, you've been to the site where on the side you see, oh, leave your name and email address to get this special report. Businesses, it seems, would rather spend their hard-earned dollars making flashy websites than capturing their email addresses. Now, this traffic is going to waste. If you think that people won't give you their email address, unfortunately, I have to tell you, you're wrong. People do want to hear from your business. And the good news is the people that don't sign up aren't the people you want to be marketing to in the first place. Now, let me give you a couple of tips that you need to do. There's three things. You need to have a special report or a video that you are going to give the person that signs up with their email address and name. The second thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get a service that helps you respond automatically, and that's called an automated email responder. There are a couple different companies that offer this. Actually, there's quite a few. AWeber is being probably the most popular. There's Constant Contact. There's MailChimp. I'm going to give you the links to the email responders in the show notes. The third thing you're going to need is a follow-up series. The follow-up series are the emails the customers are going to get after they sign up. There would be a welcome email and then a stay in touch email and then giving them some information type emails. There's a ton of different things you can do once you have their email addresses. And believe me, again, they do want to hear from you. The good thing about an email responder is once you set it up, it goes on autopilot. And if you ever need to give some more information or stay in touch with your customers, you could just send out a broadcast by typing in one email and sending it to your entire list. It's important to keep emailing your customers regularly. Give them helpful advice. Let them know the specials you're running. Let them know the events that are upcoming. Also, if you're a one or two man shop, let them know when you're taking holidays. That way they won't have to waste their time coming down to your store or your clinic and finding a locked door. Hopefully I've stressed enough why it's important not to let the traffic that's going to your website go to waste, and do that by capturing their name and email address by offering them a special report. If you have any questions on this, leave me a comment underneath the podcast. I share a ton of information on a few places on the web. You could follow me on Twitter, Albert Hafazi. On Twitter. You could also see a demo of the opt-in process on my socialmarketingperformance.com site where you sign up for a special report on social media. So give it a try. And to see the show notes, go to alberthafazi.com under podcasts. Of course, leave me a comment below whether you like this info, hate it, or any other feedback you have. That's it for the show, folks. I hope you liked it. Talk soon.